Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It is the Cook and Joe Show. The only thing is, it's not Cook or Joe. It is Paul Zeiss. So you're stuck with me again for the second day in a row. I guess if there's anyone that is perfect to fill in on this show, it's another cranky old man like me, right? Not quite as cranky as Cook, probably a little more cranky than Starkey. But nevertheless, we will have a good time. Text us on the Edgar Schneider and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370 is the number. Edgar Schneider and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Also, follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and in the North Hills. So, we are now moving along. The Pirates win 3 out of 4 from the Cubs. That's the good way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that they're coming off a pretty ugly loss in which some of their pitching fell apart. I think, you know, the number one or the thing that we talk about after a game like that, of course, is the fact that there was a incident involving everybody's favorite, Joe Maddon. And I'm going to tell you this much right now, that Joe, you know, of course, if you didn't see it or you don't remember exactly what happened, you know, Jordan Lyles was pitching inside, threw inside a couple of times, and then finally threw one up and into Javier Baez, which actually hit, you know, Baez got out of the way, but it hit like the top, you know, the bottom of the bat, the nub of the bat or whatever it's called, and bounced away. And Joe Maddon got up and started to argue with, it looked like the umps, but then it became clear he was actually yelling into the Pirates dugout. And he basically said that, you know, after the game, is that the Pirates are notorious for throwing inside and throwing at people's head. And sort of throwing, and not necessarily at people's heads, but high and tight and up, you know, up and in. And basically, he lost his mind. They held him back. Finally, they threw him up. But, you know, it really just turned into nothing. Joe Maddon got ejected. Here's my thoughts, and I'll get your thoughts, 412-928-9370. One, I find it always incredibly amazing to me that you've got, that you've got a situation like this where basically the other team has a legitimate beef. And it's hilarious, you know, I didn't see all the anger and, you know, outrage and everything that you see on Twitter and in social media from all of the, you know, people in this town, media and fans alike, capital letters, you know, this needs to be dealt with, all this. I didn't see any of that for some reason. It was kind of strange to me. I saw, you know, a lot of people basically saying, you know, screw off, Joe Maddon. But I didn't see all this outrage about throwing inside and, you know, trying to intimidate and all the other stuff that you would see. Because if the shoe was on the other foot and it was somebody throwing at inside to the Pirates, Well, then it would become like this big ordeal. You know, you see it all the time. Just like when the Penguins are playing and someone takes a run at one of the Penguins and hits them pretty, you know, good or even a little bit dirty. What happens? There's an outrage about this and, you know, it's the worst thing that's ever happened. Well, that's the way I look at it. To me, when it comes down to it, this is no different. Joe Maddon was defending his player. And I'll tell you another thing that Joe Maddon was doing. And if you haven't figured it out, to be honest, if you haven't figured it out, I mean, they are really tight there. They are really tight there. I mean, Theo Epstein came out and said he's going to break the thing up if it doesn't get better. Theo Epstein came out and basically said if it doesn't get better, he is going to, you know, blow the whole thing up. Try and make sure that he trades away the guys that are making money. Probably means the end of Maddon. You know, there's a lot on the line out there. And I think that this was Madden's way of trying to give his team a spark. I'm not saying that's, you know, necessarily that it worked or it didn't work, but I'm just going to tell you, I think that it is a situation where the manager did his best to get his guys fired up. To get his guys, you know, hey, we got to get going here. I mean, they're very tight over there. There's no question about it. You know, they just added Kimbrel, you know, a $10 million player. You know, they are trying. They are trying, you know, to squeeze one more run out of this group of, you know, I would say a group that's aging, especially the pitching staff. And, you know, I think that with a high payroll like they have, there's no room for, you know, there's no excitement about being one or two games above five or whatever. They expect to win. They expect to win. Period. But if you look, you know, they're talking about some relievers, shedding some relievers. They're talking about getting rid of some of the guys they have, some of their older players that are on, you know, contracts, you know, and whatnot. But if you look at what they've got right now, you know, I mean, especially their pitching staff, they have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight pitchers that are over 30 years old, 30 years old or older. I mean, they know this is it. This is their last run. And so, you know, they're tight. They are, you know, basically really pressing, you know, and pushing and pressing. They understand that if they don't win, you know, over the next 3 weeks, it could be the end of this group. And then they're going to blow it up and break it up, and the next thing you know, the team will, you know, they'll finish third or fourth place, and then they'll have to reshape it again and rebuild it. So they're not dumb over there. They're not. They understand it. And Joe Maddon understood it too. I thought this was just a show. Just a show to basically say that, you know, listen, we need to go out and get fiery and get some passion and start winning and all this stuff is, to me, I think what we're talking about when we talk about this incident with Joe Maddon. I could be wrong, but to me, the Pirates, and I'll be honest with you, when I was watching the game, I even said, if I was, you know, Jose Quintana actually did a pretty good job of grinding through and getting through seven innings. They really needed it. You know, you can say whatever you want to say about Quintana, but he's a professional pitcher. He gets it. He's a veteran. He understands it. He gives you innings for the most part. He's had like three blow-up games that have really hurt his numbers, but if you look at what he's done for them, he's been pretty good. But more importantly, he's a guy who doesn't have, you know, his A, you know, type, you know, his A stuff anymore, but he knows how to pitch. He knows how to get through innings. He knows how to grind. So I wouldn't have used him, but the first, I would have brought in a reliever that I could, you know, that was expendable, a guy that maybe I wasn't planning on using anyway. I'd have brought him in for Josh Bell's last play, for Josh Bell's last plate appearance, and I'd have drilled him. That's what I would have done. I thought they showed a lot of restraint in not throwing it. I would have drilled him. And would have sent the message to them real quickly. Now, the other thing is Joe Maddon with all these threats about the, you know, when the Pirates go out there, it's really ridiculous. We're going to talk about that next. We got to get to a break. It's the Cook and Joe Show on 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Paul Zeiss. It is the Paul Zeiss Show. I'm sorry, it's not the Paul Zeiss Show. It's the Cook and Joe Show. I'm just sitting in for them. We've been talking about Joe Maddon. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are angry about, you know, what he did yesterday or the whole thing. Or they think that what he did was, you know, just him being his normal obnoxious self. I kind of disagree. I just think he's a guy that was sticking up for his team and his team, you know, and his players. And I think that if he was in, you know, in the other uniform, meaning he played for the Pirates or he managed the Pirates, the conversations about the incident yesterday would be a whole lot different. We'd be talking about how refreshing it is that Clint Hurdle stands up for his guys and, you know, he was willing to take a stand and he knew his team needed a lift. So he went out there and he created a spark by, manufacturing this whole thing. But I think the other thing about it is, and this is why I never, ever, ever, ever lose my mind or get caught up in the whole thing about these beanball wars when it involves the Pirates. The Pirates have, you know, been among league leaders in hitting batters for a lot of the Neil Huntington era. And their philosophy is to throw inside. Their philosophy is to try and back people off the plate. And that's okay. But, the thing about it is, if that's your philosophy and that's the way you go about it, that's great. Don't whine and cry when people hit you. Don't whine and cry when people hit your guys. And I think that's really, to me, what bothers me the most. Whenever there's a discussion about a beanball war or whatever involving the Pirates, people want to be outraged about what the other team is doing. And it's like, well, what are the Pirates doing? And I can tell you what they're doing is they are basically almost, I would say, starting these things. And I don't think that's something that we can continue to ignore here. We want to, but it's not something we can continue to ignore. And I think that's the key. The Pirates are the ones that kind of start these things because of their philosophies, because of the way they pitch guys. Because they do throw inside so much. Because they do hit so many batters. So, you know, even though, you know, Joe Maddon is what he is, I mean, let's face it, he's a bit of a douche. He's arrogant. He's this. He's that. All the stuff that you say about him is true. But I actually think yesterday in this one particular case, he wasn't wrong. One, he was sticking up for his player. Two, I think more importantly, he was trying to just create like an energy or a spark for his team. Three, I think that he was also basically trying to send a message. Hey, you know what? We don't be trying to throw our inside at our guys. Don't be trying to sit here and throw at our guys and, you know, throw up and in and expect us to just sit here and take it. The only thing that I didn't understand, and I know they needed to win the game, but once it gets sideways at 11-3, you know, you're up 11-3 for the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. I got to be honest with you, I cannot believe that, you know, I know Quintana wanted to go through 7, so he goes through 7. You bring in Chatwood, he gets out Reynolds, he gets out Marte in the bottom of the 8th. I really thought, okay, here they go. Now he's going to drill Bell. I would have. I'll be honest with you. I would have drilled Bell. He's your best player. He's your star. That's how you send a message. That's, you know, people used to whine and cry when, you know, McCutchen got hit. Well, that's why. He was their best player. That's how you send a message. To me, 2 outs in the 8, if you can't get, you're up 11-3. If you can't get 4 outs before you give up 8 runs, you deserve to lose anyway. You deserve to get blown up anyway. So, I know if it was me, I would have put one up and in to Bell to send a message, and then the second one I would have put it right in the middle of his back. That's I know baseball. These beanball wars are stupid, but as long as you know one team is going to do it, you've got to protect your guys. And I think we give the Pirates way too much of a pass for these kinds of things and want to, you know, always make excuses for it and defend them. The reality is they are, because of the way they pitch and their philosophy and everything else, they're the ones that usually start this. And so when their guys get hit, it's probably, you know, it's probably basically their fault. Mike and Robinson. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I would like to take the opposite view to some extent for this reason. We can all remember, I have a different view on who started this because of McCutchen getting drilled repeatedly with no answer. The second thing that I will never get out of my head is Young Ho Gunk being basically viciously attacked by a guy leaping into his knee and partially ruining his career. It may have even led to his drinking psychological issues when a Cubs second baseman intentionally jumped into his knee. And I think that's part of the history here that has to always be kept in mind about what goes on between the Pirates and the Cubs. And lastly, the bases were loaded when Holmes let that ball loose. It was a mistake pitch, not an intentional up and in at the guy's head. Now, when the star got hit on the helmet, I agree, Bell gets drilled in the butt. But since the warnings had been issued, that player was going to be suspended. So what Madden and the Cubs are doing is setting the stage for the big rivalry in Chicago next week. But I will never forget a career-altering injury with what to me was analogous to assault at second base.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, how many years ago was that now?
And doesn't matter.
And well, what my point is, Jordan Lyles, if you remember earlier in the game, he released one that almost hit Baez in the face. Then the second one he threw, it fouled off of the nub of his bat. So, you know, that's the way he pitches, and that's fine. But my point is, you know, the Pirates aren't innocent in this kind of stuff. In fact, if you look, they generally have been among league leaders in hitting batsmen. So, you know, that's my only point is if you're the Cubs, yesterday I think you actually had a legitimate gripe.
Yeah, I'm not saying that the Pirates are innocent. I'm simply disagreeing as to who started the issues between the Cubs and the Pirates.
Okay, well, that's fair, and I understand what you're saying, but I think that, and I appreciate it, I think that that's a separate discussion, this rivalry, this nasty. Look, Joe Madden is what he is. I'm not sitting here defending Joe Madden. So, spare me the nonsense on social media. Oh, why don't you just go root for the Cubs? I'm not sitting here defending Joe Madden overall. I'm talking about yesterday specifically. He wasn't wrong. He wasn't out of line. He actually did. And again, before you get all worked up, put yourself in the shoes of it was the Cubs throwing at the Pirates, and Clint Hurdle comes out of the dugout. How would you handle that? How would you feel that about that? Because that would be different. Completely different. And the discussion we'd be having right now is really completely different. We'd be talking about Hurdle. You know? We would be talking about Hurdle and everything else, that he's protecting his guys and he's hard-nosed and we love him and he fits here and all the other stuff that we talk about. So, anyway, 412-928-9370 is the number. We were talking about the incident yesterday, Joe Madden, the Cubs, the Pirates pitching inside, everything else. It's 93.7 The Fan. It is the Cook and Joe Show. I'm Paul Zeiss, in for Cook and Joe. The time is 10:44, brought to you by DQE Communications for reliable business internet. Depend on DQE. The Fan Hotline is brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. 412-928-9370 is the Fan Hotline. And also, join the PM team on the Permane Brothers World Tour. Grab your passport at any of the locations when the PM team is there and get stamped at least 4 locations for your chance to win a trip to Florida. Visit 93.7 The Fan contesting page for the dates. Visit 93.7 The Fan contesting page for the dates, locations, and all details. We're talking about the incident yesterday, the Pirates pitching inside, all of that good stuff. 412-928-9370. Again, that is the Fan Hotline. Greg in Youngstown. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Paul. Madden's a crybaby. I'm going to tell you that. Because, playing baseball, and if you look at Clemens and Martinez, if you hung over the plate, they're going to throw inside at you. And they would usually drill you, too, on top of it. He knows. He knows baseball. He's played. He's managed. He's played the game. He knows when you hang over that plate, it's not softball. The ball's on a tee. That pitcher is an intimidator. When you pitch, you're trying to intimidate the hitter. That's your main goal, so he doesn't get get it up on you. You gotta come up and in on these guys. If you don't, they're gonna hang over the plate.
Well, I mean, I understand that, but what I'm saying is the Pirates are generally among league leaders in that. So here's my thing. If you were Joe Madden yesterday and you saw two pitches go past Javier Baez's his face and you saw another one go past, I forget who it was, up and in towards them, would you not at least get out and say, do something about it?
Tell your pitchers to do the same thing. Paul, Bob Gibson, Don Drysdale, all those guys back in the day, they would throw at you if you were hanging over that plate. The trouble with baseball now has become softball. You can't back play hitters off the plate. You're supposed to put a ball on a tee. I mean, come on. That's why there's 12 runs in the game anymore.
Well, I understand that, but, I mean, it is a little different than it was back in those days. But either way, I mean, I think you and I are kind of saying the same thing. I'm just saying, the Cubs should have hit one of the Pirates.
Oh, I don't disagree with you at all. What I get mad at is when a player gets hit in the head. That's a different story.
Right.
I mean, that's BS. I mean, if I was a manager, I'd be joining out my pitcher for doing that. But if you're throwing inside at a hitter, like from the chest down. You gotta expect that when you're a hitter. If you don't, you should be in Major League Baseball. You should be playing softball.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I understand that there's a fine line, but I do think that when it comes to yesterday in particular, I don't have a problem with what Madden did. Especially, I think, when you put it in the context of he's fighting for his job, he's fighting for his team to stay relevant. That was, to me, even when I watched it, it felt so manufactured. Like it was, you know, that it was basically, let's try and just create something to get a spark going because we can't get this team on track.
Oh, it was all show. What I get upset is our pitchers just stink. Lyle stinks. These guys aren't very good pitchers. That's what I get mad at. I mean, they can't even, I don't know. I don't care if you throw inside. Just be a good pitcher. I mean, our starting staff stinks. I'm sorry. It stinks. And I was listening to Moeller this morning. He's saying, oh, we should go after relievers. But if your starters only go 4 or 5 innings every game, you're going to burn out the bullpen. I mean, these pitchers aren't even any good, except for Musgrove and Williams occasionally. These pitchers aren't any good.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. We're going to talk a little bit about that, I guess, later. The Pirates' actual on the field. But let's go to Brad in Punxsutawney. Hi, Brad.
Hi, Paul. How are you? First of all, before my comment, congratulations to both you and I on our kids getting their business degrees from the University of Pittsburgh. Got to actually meet Elijah a couple times through my daughter down there. Wonderful young man.
Well, thank you. I mean, and I appreciate it. He's obviously trying to do something here for the next chapter of his life.
Well, we're rooting really hard for him.
Well, I appreciate that.
Hey, my comments are, and there's a real fine line, and you guys kind of touched on a little bit ago. If you look at a lot of the Cubs batters, they're crowding the plate. They are, in a sense, they're making sure they can reach the outside pitch. They are forcing you a little bit to maybe stay away from throwing inside. And if the Cubs had won the first 3 games of the series yesterday and those pitches went where they were, I don't think you see Madden going ballistic. I do think in the situation that they're in, he had already challenged his team to play with more passion and what have you. I don't want to say it was scripted, but it was the perfect time for him to come out and, you know, attempt to fire his team up. And, you know, I don't have a problem with what he did. You know, it's part of the game, and the Pirates went inside, and if he took exception to it, you know, so be it. But as far as him being in the wrong for what he did, he had to show his players he had their back.
Yeah, and I think that's really, to me, what the ultimate bottom line is that he was just trying to basically, you know, show some sort of support for his players. But I think also, you know, again, you cannot discount the fact that this guy knows that it is really very close to the plug being pulled on, you know, on that whole thing out there. So, you know, he was just looking for a spark, trying to do something. You know what I mean?
Oh, I think you're right. And I don't think the leash is going to be much longer for him. I mean, if they continue to swoon where they're at, I think you're going to see a change at the top in Chicago.
Yep. And frankly, when you consider how much money they spend on that team, on that payroll, I really don't have a problem with the fact that Theo Epstein has come out and said, hey, if this don't get any better, they'll tell you, you know, there's going to be a whole lot of changes and they're not going to be ones that people like. So.
No, I agree 100%, but I did want to, like I said, I did want to, you know, touch base and say, you know, it was, I'm probably in the minority as a Pittsburgh Pirates fan, but I didn't see an awful lot wrong with what Madden did yesterday, and I'll hang up, and you have a great day.
Well, and I appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, that's really my point. I didn't have a problem with what Joe Madden did. I just feel like, you know, it comes down to he's a guy who is trying very hard to get his team fired up, one. Two, save his job, which, you know, he can say whatever he wants to say. I know there was some crazy quote from him. You're basically, you know, I don't need this job or some nonsense like that. But the reality is, you know, all these guys have a huge ego. They want to go out on their own. They want to go out on their own and, you know, on their own, just call their own shot when they decide to leave the game. So, you know, he can say whatever he wants to say. And there's a lot of talk about all that stuff. But my point is, when you really think about it, what he did was, if it was Hurdle, to me, if it was Hurdle, we would be sitting here and basically talking about, you know, how we appreciated what he did and all this other stuff. And, you know, and everything else. So, great takes from this week. Great takes from the week is brought to you by Great Lakes. Great takes from the week, I guess, would be the Pirates actually won 3 out of 4 against the Cubs. And they pitched well. They hit well. They put themselves back into position. They put themselves back into position to maybe make a run at a wild card or even the division. Now the question becomes, what is the front office willing to do to give the team the help they need, and what help do they need? And so those are the things we're going to talk about at the top of the hour here. There is a lot at stake for this team, if you ask me. There's a lot at stake for the management as well. And this is a season where I don't know how high they can climb, but I do know this. I look at the teams ahead of them, and I say, why not them right now? Why not them this year? I think the Brewers probably are still better than them. Other than that, I mean... The Cardinals, to me, I think have some real issues with their pitching staff. I think the Cubs, like I said, are just a train wreck in so many ways. And it feels like that thing has probably run its course. So, you know, why not the Pirates? Why not now? 412-928-9370 is the number.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.